नमस्कार सभी सुनने वालों को और खास तौर से हमारे शिक्षार्थियों को। कहने को ये मेंटेनेंस ऑफ प्रोमाइसिस बहुत रोजमर्रा की बातें हैं, मगर जब हम क्लास में पढ़ते हैं या किसी कंटेक्स्ट में पढ़ते हैं तो थोड़ी सी स्पेसिफिसिटी हो जाती है। और आप अपनी किताबें भी खोल के बैठ सकते हैं और जो भी आपके सवाल हैं उसमें लिखे हुए, क्योंकि जब हम ये बात करते हैं तो जब हम लिखते हैं, जब प्रैक्टिस करते हैं और काफ़ी चीज़ें हम इधर उधर से सुनते हैं उसमें भी थोड़े से वेरिएशंस हो सकते हैं। इसलिए मैं इस बात को दोहरा रही थी कि ऐसा ना हो कि भाई हमने लिखा है मगर हम ऐसा करते हैं, बिकॉज ये जो तौर तरीके होते हैं किसी भी प्रिमाइसिस, प्रिमाइसिस किसको कहते हैं, प्रिमाइसिस वो एरिया कहलाता है जहाँ पर भी आप लगभग रहते हैं या कोई कार्य करते हैं। आपके घर का एरिया भी आपका प्रिमाइसिस हो सकता है, वो आपका घर है। आपका वर्किंग प्रिमाइसिस भी हो सकता है जहाँ पे आप ऑफिस में या काम करने जाते हैं, छोटे बच्चे स्कूल में करने जाते हैं। हम एक वर्ड इसलिए, एक ब्लैंकेट वर्ड इस्तेमाल करते हैं जिसमें आप, ऐसा नहीं कि किचन की जो सरफेस है वो अलग धुलेगी और जो अगर आपकी होम साइंस लैब की जो सरफेस है वो अलग धुलेगी। बेसिक चीज़ जो है वो हमारी सरफेस किस तरीके से बनी हुई है ये ध्यान में रखना होता है, क्योंकि सरफेस वही है। कहीं पर वो ईंट की बनी हो सकती है, कहीं पर वो सीमेंट की बनी हो सकती है, कहीं वो टाइल्स की बनी हो सकती है, कहीं वो स्टोन की बनी हो सकती है और कहीं पर वो वुड की भी हो सकती है। मगर ये जब हम बात कर रहे हैं तो अलग अलग सरफेस अलग अलग तौर तरीके से साफ करी जाती हैं, कई बार उनको पॉलिश करने की भी ज़रूरत है। तो उससे हमारा जो किचन है या कोई भी प्रिमाइसिस है, क्या ऑब्जेक्टिव है उसको क्लीन करने का या मेंटेन करने का। जब हम मेंटेन वर्ड इस्तेमाल करते हैं, इट डज नॉट इंक्लूड ओनली द क्लीनिनेस, बट मेंटेनेंस मीन्स कि यू नीड टू कीप ऑन यूजिंग इट एंड प्रिवेंशन ऑफ डिटोरेशन ऑफ दैट सरफेस और डैमेज ऑफ दैट सरफेस। That is what we mean with the maintenance, and that maintenance can extend the life of the surface or premises or the objects. So you will save not only the time, but you will save that cost also by caring, cleaning and preventing the damage. For example, if you have a wooden chair in a room where you are sitting on a regular basis, whether it is your study room or whether it is your office room, if you do not maintain that chair, keep on using, that may be damaged by any means, maybe in 5 years, maybe in 2 years, depending upon the maintenance, largely on the maintenance, not of the quality of this. If you keep on maintaining regularly by cleaning it, by polishing it, and depending upon the material, that can extend the life from 2 to 5 also. This is just an example. But if you have to take one chair and cost of one chair, that will work for 4 to 5 years, you have to purchase only one chair. But if you do not care, within that 4 to 5 years, you need to purchase 2 chairs. So that means it is economical to maintain that item or maintain any kind of surfaces. I hope with this example you have understood why this is more important. Second reason, if you are clean enough, if you are maintaining the hygiene and sanitation in that premises, the microorganisms will not grow. So you will save your health and the life. You will not fall again and again the disease, illness. Do not have to take again and again leave. You do not have to spend money on the medical bills.
True.
So you can understand how that maintenance is very, very important. Third thing, if the things are kept in a more appropriate way आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग राइट नाउ अबाउट द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बट ओनली द सरफेस एरिया नीड टू बी वेल क्लीन सो इट गिव्स ए वेरी अपीलिंग लुक यू वुड लाइक टू यूज इट एंड इफ दैट सरफेस इज नॉट मेंटेन्ड इनफ देन डेली डस्ट कैन accumulate on that surface. Then slowly, slowly that oily grime will, so much of dirt, grime, grease will be there. Then either you will throw it out or if you keep on using that, you will can fall ill also. So these are few things why we need to maintain any kind of premises, surface or object. I hope you are clear enough. Now, what we mean by the different kind of surface? So, we'll take one by one. Suppose there is a home, there is a room, there are ceiling, there are walls, there are floors. So, these are three different areas. So, floor and the ceiling, cleanliness cannot be the same. You cannot clean the or wash or mop the ceiling every day, but you have to clean and mop the floor every day. And depending upon the kind of material, as I told you earlier also, some floors are made up of only the mud in some of the areas, only the bricks in some of the area, some areas it may be the stone, some areas it may be the tiles or even floor, cemented floor. But mopping may be different. Using type of, in last session we have used kind of brooms, kind of material you will use for the cleaning. So you will, depending upon the kind of surface, you will choose the tools and equipments. Just for example, if there is a mud surface area, in some of the area there are aangan, veranda or even the floor of a room also, I have seen it. Rural area or in the area, and they keep the things on the mud floor is there. So it will be difficult to use that phul jhadu or that kind of broom. Then you will use a different kind of tool or the seek ka jhadu ka aap istemal karenge. तब आप उस सरफेस को क्लीन कर सकते हैं. ऑन द कॉन्ट्रारी, इफ योर सरफेस ऑफ फ्लोर इज मेड अप ऑफ टाइल्स, देन सीक झाड़ू विल नॉट बी ऑफ एनी यूज. ओनली इन दैट केस व्हेन स्मॉल स्मॉल ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर लाइंग ओवर द फ्लोर, देन इट विल बी मच मोर इजियर टू कलेक्ट ऑल दिस इन अ कॉर्नर विद दैट काइंड ऑफ ब्रूम. अदरवाइज यू विल यूज द फाइन thing of fine jhadu or the phool jhadu to clean or sweep that kind of surface. Another, when we are talking about surfaces at large, so what kind of surfaces are there? There can be the painted surface. Which painted surface are there? Sometime the half of the wall is painted or full wall is painted. Sometime your furniture is painted in different colors, maybe red color. So we are not talking about the colors here, but you have to see if that color is of bleeding kind. Or kacha, pani dalti agar wo color nikal jata hai, to again and again aap pani se saaf nahi kar payenge. कई बारी जैसे गेरू से साफ आपने दीवार पे डिज़ाइन बना दिया, वहाँ पे जो सरफेस आप साफ करेंगे, दैट यू विल यूज अ सॉफ्ट क्लॉथ ओनली, सो यू विल रिमूव द डर्ट. बट व्हेन यू योर पेंटेड सरफेस इज देयर, फॉर एग्जांपल योर डोर इज पेंटेड और योर बॉक्स इज पेंटेड, देन यू विल कैन यूज द सोप एंड वाटर. But at the same time, you should not scrub harshly with the scrubber, as you can do it on the brick surface. So there is a painted surface. Now another surface you can call about the brick surface or the wooden surface. Brick is different and this is on floor we have talked about there can be of such floor, but surface can be, now I am talking about the wood surface. Wood is hygroscopic or absorb the water. So on and off you cannot use the water and the soap to clean that surface. What are the things? Cupboards, doors of the cupboards, doors of the house, windows, window panes, doors in the bathroom. These most of the time are made up of wood. Nowadays, variety of wood are available, but we earlier houses we used to have the doors with the wood. So we have to do that cleaning regularly with the clean cloth only. Sometime after reusing for years together, you can get them either the paint or the varnish. Then you can extend the life of that wooden surface anywhere. Third kind of surface you find normally in home or this is the tile surfaces. Nowadays variety of tiles are available in various size, designs, whatever you want. And why it is important? Because this tile surface required least amount of maintenance. You just clean with the either the water, there is no effect, only with the soft cloth, dust is removed. And if you use any kind of soap also, that is also acceptable. That is what I am saying, tile surfaces are least. Only when we are putting it the tiles, that cost may be one time may be higher, but the maintenance is higher. So nowadays we are saying people are replacing the other surfaces with the tile surfaces because of the minimum maintenance. So this is the importance of maintenance of premises. Another kind we are talking here is cement kind of surfaces, particularly the floors, and the we would like to add here the surfaces at the kitchen. When the kitchen is made, we are putting the height over the kitchen. We are simply, because to cut the cost, cement is frequently used. So those surfaces require more harsh cleaning, not like tiles. So we can use the soap and water together and dry it. If you keep on pouring the liquid, pouring the other thing, there may be stains depending upon the finishing it has been given while making it. So if there are stains on any kind of surface, we'll talk that part little later. Now another type of surface we are using is metal surface. On surfaces we may use only the tin, only the iron, steel. These are three metals which are frequently used. Even the aluminiums are used frequently. Sometime on fine areas or the utensils, we can use the brass also. And we can also use the your copper also. And sometime various types of alloys are also available which are used in different type of surfaces. Of course, nobody is using the metal. There are other precious metals also, but they are used only with the some kind of ornaments or specific things. But on in general, we use the only the these kind of metals. Type of metal is a very important for the cleanliness, because the iron cannot be treated as the brass can be or the steel can be. So we have to study the what kind of property and how that iron may be reacted to. For example, we are having lot of pipes, and most of the pipes or the iron rods are made up of iron, and they get rusted with the passage of time. And if you are not taking regular care, then iron has to be taken care that it should not rust. You remove the dust. If necessary, क्लीन विद वॉटर एंड सोप वॉटर बट इमीडिएटली ड्राई थॉरली. इफ दैट सर्फेस रिक्वायर यू कैन स्मेयर नॉट अप्लाई. स्मेयर एंड अप्लाई मीन्स वेरी थिन अमाउंट ऑफ ऑयलीनेस, दैट इज स्मेयरिंग. But you do not have to, because if you put large amount of oil on the iron, that will catch the dirt and soon convert into the grease, then it will much more difficult to clean it. So these are the things. When you are talking about the other material like brass, many times the flower pots are there of brass, sometimes the utensils are there. In certain areas I have seen the fancy things of certain bars or passages, or the bands are put of the wire, brass wire, to give the show. And even the handles are made up of brass, door handles or the window handles, whatever is the case. But brass also with the passage of time get tarnished, get darkened or bluish. With the contact with the air or the acid, it get faster to get tarnished, but regular dust free is has to be there. The moment, because air you cannot control, only the maintenance is there. So you have to use any kind of acid. You can use the simple vinegar, you can use simply the lemon juice, you can simply use the this tamarind juice. And you can clean the brass like anything. It will shine like gold. But the cleanliness and the polishing is necessary. And to prevent after cleaning it, it is much more easy again to smear with the thin layer of oil. So that this will give the protection from the air. Similarly, if something is of the copper, you can also clean that copper with the acid material. But when you are using the steel in a surface, nowadays the sinks are also available in the steel. Surfaces, large surfaces are also of steel. Just because of the low maintenance, we do not have to do lot of acid, alkali, only simply use the soapy water. Or if it is more grime, then hot soapy water is more than enough to clean any kind of steel. You do not require much harsh chemicals to clean that surface. When I am talking about the cleanliness of metal, there are other kind of material like aluminium. It is a cheaper metal in comparison to other. So in many cases we use the aluminium also. But we need to be careful about the kind of acid, alkali, soap, hot and this plain water. Simply you can use the plain water, but these metal, I am again and again telling, it is always better to dry the material, should not be left to dry itself. That will extend the life and give the smearing of a thin oil only. Now, if you keep on adding the soda, as most people do it, and most of the cleaning agents also have the soda in sufficient amount, slowly, slowly your aluminium metal will corrode with the soda. So, never use soda in aluminium surface. So, you have to be very careful whether it is a more soda or not soda. I'll give you a simple example. Most of the time, the aluminium utensils are being used in our houses and they often by chance burnt also, and people use excess amount of soda to clean that. But you will also find that burnt part will be removed with the use of soda, but that will be darkened, and if that darkened aluminium surface is used and in a way that from that surface any food material or any kind of beverages is ingested or eaten or drunk, then it may harm you also. So we have to be very, very careful. So it is always better to select that any kind of soap or detergent टू क्लीन एनी काइंड ऑफ सरफेस दैट सरफेस शुड नॉट गेट डैमेज्ड. इफ इट इज डैमेज चेक दैट सरफेस मे हैव द फाइन लाइन मे हैव पिटिंग एंड विद द पैसेज ऑफ टाइम मे बेंट ऑल्सो इफ इट इज थिन इफ इट इज कोरोडेड एंड मेक होल्स ऑल्सो एंड आफ्टर दैट यू कैन नॉट यूज इट. So it is very, very important to see what kind of metal is used in what area of these things. Now, we'll come to the another part or another kind of surfaces or the material used on there. When we are talking about the premises, we do not only use the this, we have talked only about the wide range of surfaces, floors, ceilings and these things. But now we are coming to the other surfaces. We are also using the furniture. Let us see what material are generally used in furniture. Nowadays the variety is endless. But mainly we use the wood, maybe the cane, maybe the steel, or painted surface. These are generally used, and sometimes nowadays plastic is also being used. And I told you, when we are using the wood, you cannot wash regularly, and furniture itself is not a thing which needs to be washed daily, but has to be dusting has to be done on a daily basis of the furniture part. But depending upon the regularity of use, one chair you may use daily, but other chair in other room or the sofa or the bed in other room may not be used on a daily basis. And depending upon the frequency of use, we can take care of that. For example, some of the things has to be cleaned daily, some of the things we have to be cleaned on weekly basis, some on the monthly basis, and some on the annual basis or trimesterly basis, depending upon the uses, kind of surface, and the appearance also determine. Suppose I have used or cleaned that surface or furniture 2 months ago because it was closed, I was not using it. So it is not that has to be done only after you clean that surface, or the any kind of upholstery may be there, or the covers may be there. In some of the houses, we keep on covering the sofa, for example, covering the TV or the refrigerator or any other item. We put the cover, maybe the stitched or unstitched, and most of the time they are of cloth. Then it becomes very easy to take out the cover and wash it and again place it. And there can be the covers with the plastic material also, and that does not mean that you will not wash the plastic material cover. You need to wash the plastic cover also. So these are some of the things we need to be taken care of how frequently you will use. When I am mentioning the cloth being used, and that also is a part of your premises that enhances the aesthetics, the beauty of your premises. So we have to be taken care. So the if it is a stitched one or the upholstery which is tight cannot be removed every day, and if it is a curtain, it is not necessary to keep the things every day. Bed covers, it is not necessary. So we have talked earlier also, but I am reminding here because these are also the part of your premises. So we have to be taking care of all these things. Now we will talk about other things. See, we have talked about various kind of surfaces are being there and how to clean that, how to maintain that. And there can be the various types of metals, various types of tiles, various types of even the cloth we have talked about. But this is not enough. You keep on using various other things also. And I would like to share here the use of plants, which really is not only the aesthetics, but if the fresh plants are used in your premises, this really enlightens your mind, gives them motivation to work, keep you fresh and stress-free also.
True.
Okay. And now when we are talking about the plants, there can be the garden in front of your house or the workplace. And garden may have variety of trees also, bushes also, the plants also, and the grass also. And when these are the things, there are the soil, and these soils have the plants and the other thing. The soil maintenance is not the idea here, but we are talking about when the trees are there, bushes are there, flowers are there, and most of the time they are seasonal also. In autumn, every leaf will fall down on the floor only. Now, it is the duty whosoever is maintaining the premises to regularly remove those things. And various treatments can be given to those old, torn, dry leaves. They can be in the corner or somewhere else, can be turned into the compost and can be reused as a fertilizer to revive those plants or grow more plants in the next season, or the another plant for these things. This is one thing. Another mention I would like to have, we make any kind of lane, we border them also, we paint them also, we put different kind of fencing also, maybe the wire fencing, maybe the plastic fencing, maybe the net fencing, whatever is the possible in that particular area. But those things also require maintenance from two angles. One is not only the maintenance of the plant, but from entry of various kinds of animals. This is one thing. And here maintenance, I would like to mention, when we are using the fencing or any other material, it is necessary to check that while doing it, or if anybody plugs or passing it, should not harm or injure or prick. If suppose tin wiring is there or the metal wiring is there and that edges are free, if somebody is standing there to watch the beauty of the flowers, but in turn get the prick on the finger or any part of the body and injure or bleeding, that is not the. So this is one thing that maintenance require. If something is torn, because in the open you will have the sun also, you will have the dark also, you will have the storm also, you will have the rains also. So those things can be thing. Sometimes even today in the long lawns we need furniture also of variety of thing. But we have to be very careful. Even the pots are of metal, of plastic, and variety of pots are available. So, but after some time they also get torn, disfigured, difficult to look at them. So we need to maintain that, change that, clean that on a regular basis. So this is all about the whatever that is the present in your premises, wherever you are living, working, meeting people, that has to be maintained on a regular basis. I think today it is a big issue and people are taking care of it, but people are getting the jobs in such areas also as a housekeeping part or something.